Class 11C Chemistry Syllabus for first term. Some basic concepts of chemistry, structure of atom, classification and periodicity of elements, redox reactions, hydrogen and hydrocarbons. We start with the first chapter, some basic concepts of chemistry in lesson 1. Dalton's atomic theory. The first concept regarding atoms of elements was put forward by John Dalton in his atomic theory. The postulates of Dalton's theory are: all matter is made up of small particles called atoms. Atoms cannot be created or destroyed. Atoms take part in a chemical reactions. Atoms of similar elements are similar to one another, and atoms of different elements are different from one another, and atoms cannot be broken down into simpler parts. But later studies have revealed the limitations of Dalton's atomic theory. As it does not explain the cause of chemical combination, it fails to explain the idea of isotopes and isobars. Atoms are not the smallest particle of matter, but can, however, be further divided down to electrons, protons, and neutrons. It is the electrons and not the atoms that take part in a chemical combination. Let us start the laws of chemical combination. The first law, the law of conservation of mass. It states that no matter is either created or destroyed. For example, let us take the reaction C plus O2 giving CO2. Here we see that 12 grams of carbon reacts with 32 grams of oxygen to produce 44 grams of carbon dioxide. Law of definite proportion, the second law. Whatever may be the source, whenever two elements react, they do so in a definite proportion by weight or by volume. For example, whatever may be the source, 2 grams of hydrogen reacts with 16 grams of oxygen to produce 18 grams of water in a definite proportion of 2:1 by volume or 1:8 by weight. But the limitation of the law says that if the same two elements form more than one different compound, then the law does not hold good. For example, hydrogen and oxygen can also form hydrogen peroxide in the ratio of 1:16 by weight and 1:1 by volume. The next law, the law of multiple proportion. Whenever two elements react to form more than one different compound, then the weights of one element that combine with the fixed weight of the other element bear a simple integral ratio. Let us take the example of carbon reacting with oxygen to produce two compounds, carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. In carbon monoxide, 12 grams of carbon react with 16 grams of oxygen. Therefore, 1 gram of carbon will react with 16/12 grams of oxygen. In carbon dioxide, 12 grams of carbon react with 32 grams of oxygen. Therefore, 1 gram of carbon will react with 32/12 grams of oxygen. Therefore, the fixed weight of carbon, that is 1 gram, that react with different weights of oxygen are in the ratio of 16/12:32/12, that is 1:2, or a simple integral ratio. Next is the law of reciprocal proportion. Whenever two elements react with a fixed weight of the third element, they do so in a simple integral ratio wherever they react with one another. Let us take the three elements carbon, oxygen and hydrogen. In carbon dioxide, 12 grams of carbon react with 32 grams of oxygen. Therefore, 1 gram of carbon react with 32/12 grams of oxygen. In methane, that is a compound between carbon and hydrogen, 12 grams of carbon react with 4 grams of hydrogen, or 1 gram of carbon react with 4/12 grams of hydrogen. Therefore, the weights of hydrogen and oxygen that react with the fixed weight of carbon, that is 1 gram, is in the ratio of 4/12:32/12, that is 1:8. Practically, we also see that it is observed that whenever hydrogen and oxygen react to form water, they do so in the same ratio of 1:8.